We're up to Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Yud Aleph in the Nimshel. Right? It's the second, it could be the second time around Yud Aleph, or maybe that was finished. But Yud Aleph in the Nimshel. Roishay Kesem Poz, the Posuk says, his head is like Kesem Poz, is like fine gold. The finest gold, he says here. Yeah? Mm. His head is like the finest gold.
Yeah. There it is.
Okay. Hey, Yud Aleph. Roisha Kesem Poz, his head is like the finest gold. Okay, so this is the Kala speaking about the Chosan. This is the Klal Yisroel. Being Mishabeach Hashem. Roishay Kesem Poz, his head is like the finest gold. What's his head? What's the finest gold? What does the finest gold do? Well, this is part of the...
We waited
for our leader and then we just didn't even start.
Decided you didn't even...
Just warming up. No. Yud Aleph.
Okay.
Roishay Kesem Poz, his head is like the finest gold. So we have to, I guess Rashi's going to analyze the properties of the head, what the head represents, and what the finest gold represents, and what gold does. Listen to Rashi. Tchilas dvoriv hivhiku kikesem poz. The head refers to the beginning, right? The head, the head of his words, the beginning of his words, they shined like kesem poz, like this finest of gold.
Sigurus malachim Rashi.
What?
Kesem is Lashon Sigos Malachim, the treasure of kings.
No, what are you reading?
Are you Rashi. In the early other Rashi?
No, you have to look in the...
There's
in
two
the
sets of Rashi.
Oh. The second set. This is the Nimshel.
So where is that?
I don't know. It should be after you finish.
Rosh Kesem Poz.
All right. So Tchilas Dvarav Hivhiku Ki Kesem Poz. The beginning of his words, because Roshay, that refers to the beginning of his words. What were his first words? The Klal Yisroel. Chein Hoime Pesach Dvorecho Yoir. The opening or the introduction of your words enlightened, illuminated. They made light. So that's it. And what does gold do? Fine gold shines. So your first words shone. Posach, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem. So that's the first words. Veherom tchilo shemishpot melucha yeshlo aleihem. He showed them first that he has a mishpot melucha. Mishpot means injustice. I am the Melech. I have Malchus over you. I have sovereignty over you. B'mishpot, yeshlo aleihem. V'achar kach gozer aleihem gzeiroisov. And after that, he was gozer the gzeirois. I showed you first that I have mishpot melucho, and then achar kach gozer aleihem gzeiros.
What's mishpot melucho?
That I have the right. I have the right to be your Melech because I took you out of Mitzrayim. And
that's the Kesem Poz?
Very good. The president would like to know what's so shiny about
yeah.
that.
Doesn't sound so exciting.
That sounds very, very burdensome.
Yes.
You know? I would say that's like black gold. I don't know if there's such a thing.
That's what they call oil. Plant. They call it oil.
Oil.
Black
gold. Okay, what?
Well,
Mishpat
Melucha is not Kesem. Today, what?
You're asking Mishpat Melucha is not Kesem Poz or something?
Yeah, Mishpat Melucha. And I was showed her. I'm the Melech. Oh, ich bin doch der Melech. Yeah? And Memele. Okay. So there's a few things over here.
Well,
so
it makes sense.
One,
if a king's are powerful, then he shows his power. That's the crown. That's his, you know.
But doesn't it sound like they're being attracted to the Kesem Poz? Like if he could, if this shiny gold, it's not like
Mishpat Melucha is not shining. Mishpat Melucha is reality. Yeah, he's the Melech. We gotta listen to him.
Oh, so Rabbi, are you asking on the Yoyer Pesach?
Yeah, that's what he's asking. He says, well, "Where's the Yoyer? What's so illuminating about it?" Well, in a sense, it is illuminating because he illuminated us with the power of Hashem.
That's illuminating. It might not be make us, feel warm and fuzzy, but it's definitely it's an inspiration. If you understand the power of Hashem, inspiring doesn't have to make us feel good.
Okay, so that could be bad, that would depend on your Sherish HaNeshoma, whether you understand that power and you feel inspired, you understand that power and you feel resentful. You know, it depends on how you respond. I'm not sure that's enough for to real explain this. Okay, but I'm not sure that's enough to explain this. I would think something else. First of all, there is, and I tried to look, I don't find a Rashi here in Tanakh and Tehillim. We have to look it up. But if I'm not mistaken, Rashi says something about, because the Pesuk is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisicho be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'beis avodim. So he did show the Mishpat Melucha, but he also reminded them of the chesed that he did. Asher tzisicho be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'beis avodim. So it could be that the reference here is, although it's not mashma from Rashi, because he doesn't say, just quotes the first part of the Pesuk. Rashi just, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher Mishpat Melucha yesh lo aleh. So a harem tchila, first he showed the Mishpat Melucha. But it sounds like even the, from that Rashi, it sounds like even though he showed them, I have to look, it's Kuf Yud Tes, I think the Pesuk is Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's Pesach on Pei. You know, Kuf Yud Tes is the Aleph.
Should I get it now? Do you want to see
no,
it?
No, we don't have a Tanakh. It's in the other Bismarck.
I have a Tanakh. With the green one? Or
no,
you want
with no I need with Rashi.
It's
in the other Bismarck. Okay. I didn't get a chance to go. Okay, fine. We'll see. We'll leave that. Okay. But because it's not Mashma anyway that he's referring to that part of the Pesuk. So in terms of this part of the Pesuk, I'd like to say the following. Maybe that this is the shot. There's a Ramban on the Aseres HaDibros on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and then it says Lo Yelecha. So the Ramban says, he brings a Mechilta, yeah? He says, Moshe LeMelech. Melech comes to a city, and people welcome and say, Melech, Gzero Leino Gzeros. We want rules. We want to make law and order in this city, you know? Make rules. So the Melech says, "Im alchusi iatem mekablim, hechte kaim gzeiro yisai." He says, if you're not mekabel my malchus, as my authority, how do you think you're going to do my gzeiros? So he says, the same thing, Onoche Hashem lekecho, I'm the mishpat melucho, I'm the melech, now lo yelecho, now here's the gzeiros. Hashem is like this. They said, gzeiro leino gzeiros. They said to the melech, gzeiro leino, we want the gzeiros. Yeah? We want the gzeiros. So why does he say no? You won't be able to be Mekayim the Gzeiros unless you Mekayim the
Malchus. Well, they just said, like, what they're saying doesn't necessarily reflect on their feelings.
Gzeir Oleinu
that Rabbi means knows that saying things doesn't necessarily reflect true.
But it's a little more than that. I think the pshat is like this. If a person receives the Malchus b'toich the Gzeiros, it's too overwhelming. Hmm. Oh, you're a Melech with all these obligations? I'm not so sure I can be Makabal. First, be Makabal the Malchus. Abstract. No Gzeiros. No focus on Gzeiros. Just Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. You have the Mishpat Melucha. Ah.
That by definition is Makabal Gzeiros.
No. Of course it's Makabal Gzeiros. The Mishpat Melucha is Makabal Gzeiros. But the point is, don't be Goyz of the Gzeiros. That's what he says. I'm not going to be Goyz of the Gzeiros and tell you all the difficulties that you're going to have being Meshubah to me. First, accept the Shibud in abstract. In a sense, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say in a sense, it's like Nasib and Ishma only is in a sense almost easier in one prat. Because when you know what it is, it's harder to accept it. When you don't know what it is, I just trust you. But maybe that's maybe it's easier to keep the mitzvahs later, but it's harder to do that lechatchila. To accept everything with trust, that's harder. I don't know.
But how's it different.
But the Nasa probably is Nasa and Ishma is also Nasa is already on the Xeris, so that's not relevant to this.
Okay.
It's not relevant to
meaning
this.
Meaning they knew there were going to be Xeris coming.
No, but Nasa means we'll do all the Xeris.
Whatever the Xeris
so
are.
So this is already after. Okay, so wait a second. So I say like this. First, you have to be Makabal and Malchus in the abstract. Don't focus on the Xeris. What are the Xeris? I don't know yet. I have a right to be your Melech. Okay? Now, once I do that, now you'll be able to keep the Xeris. So maybe the shine was like this. Had he come along and said Gzeiros first, right, we would have been too overwhelmed. We wouldn't have been able to keep it. He wants us to keep the Gzeiros. We want to keep the Gzeiros because he gives schar for the Gzeiros, and the Gzeiros are the ultimate in the Dveikus Hashem and everything that it accomplishes. But we wouldn't have been able to do it. Had he come with Lo Yeh Lecho Elohim Acher Malponai, too much, overwhelming. We can't handle it. So the shine, the beauty of it, the Pesach Tvorecha Yoyir was what? At first you showed us Mishpat Melucha without the Gzeiros.
Oh, and that's
so
good for
made it possible.
Made it possible, so that's the Hatiku. Very nice.
That's the point. That may be the Pshat and Rashi. So a little bit from the outside, it certainly might be the interpretation, whether it's the explanation or not, I don't know. But it's certainly a good interpretation of putting something in. And I'm not putting in my own ideas, I'm putting in a mechilta. You know, so it could be that that's what Rashi means. But that would explain what...
You had applied it before to this, Rashi?
Was that?
Had you...
No, I never.
This is hot off the press?
This is hot off the press, yeah. So maybe that's the pshat. The other possibility would be if we look at that Rashi, I think it says something there because he also, there was a chesed here. Mishpat melucho yeshlo aleihem, but he showed them that this mishpat melucho, but that mishpat melucho stemmed from his chesed, so maybe that's, okay, I don't know, let's leave that. Agachas gozer aleihem zereisav. But it seems that you definitely need mishpat melucho first. And by the way, that's why we do Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim separate from Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. In this first parasha, we don't think about mitzvahs. Oyim shuatishmu, if you don't do it, what's going to happen? Reward, punishment. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, v'haftas Shem l'kecho, hadi elav Hashem, v'hoyu advarim ha'ele, shinantum l'vanecho, that's all part of it. You know, teach the Torah, sharatum the Torah, sharatum l'isal yodecho, uchsavtum amus b'secho recho. It's all about the Torah, which is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Sorry. My boss. Hello? I lost him. Okay, I'll call him back. All right? It's all about
Who's your boss?
What?
Who's your boss? God was calling you?
No. Okay, anyway, so that's that. Next. Kivutsoisov Taltalim. It's like he had.
10 minutes.
Taltalim. Okay. Yeah, probably.
Oh, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. I just missed you. I tried to answer the phone.
And you were referred to as Rabbi Cohen's boss.
I'll tell you that. I want to talk for a few minutes. I figured I'm in the neighborhood.
Okay, so let's finish up quick. Okay.
I'll sit down.
Kvutzois of Taltalim, all right? His hair hangs. The locks of hair are hanging. I'll call Koitz v'Koitz Tilei.
This is in Anam Zemiros.
What? Yeah. So is this.
Kesem,
yeah. Kesem Tor Pos.
Oh, Kesem Tor, right.
Roshi. It's also, there's a lot of stuff. Is, but, I mean, all the Pythonim. What? I don't know. It's too holy. That's probably why.
But we never sing it, right? When do we sing it? Ever?
No, we don't. It's too. I mean, Yom Kippur night after Kol Nidre.
So why does everyone else sing it every single Shabbos?
And they send the kid up.
They send the kid up. We don't say it causes too holy, and they send the kid.
So the Arizal made up Adam's
name? It was very Choshev, I think.
Oh, the Arizal wrote it?
I think someone wrote it.
Very from the Choshev. Anyway, but everything that they wrote, they based on Tanakh. All the Pythonim, all the Piyutim that they made. You see the I was just looking at something last night. You did Nefesh, the room, all based on, you know, a lot of it's Shirashirim.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'll call Koitz v'Koitz on every Kutza Shalyur, on every point.
Oh, right, Nefeshi Chol
Asavar. Yeah, a lot of the things. You hear? Ohuv, you did Nefesh.
Yeah.
You know. Moshcheni Acharecha Norutza, all the Moshcheni Chavdecha, it's all there. It's amazing. I'll call koitz v'koitz tilei tilim shel halochos. On every point, on a kutza shel yud, every little point, they were tilei tilim, piles and piles of halochos. That's the Gemara in Erevin. The darshan tilei tilim shel halochos, I'll call koitz v'koitz. So, what is this all about? Let's finish the pasuk. Shecheres ko'erev, they're black like a raven. Al Shem Shahoiso Ksuva Lefonov Eish Chira Gabi Eish Levono. Because they were written in black fire on white fire. I don't know what that means. So therefore it's black like a raven. I guess that was something majestic about that, you know. Dover Acher, Kitzais of Taltalim, his hair is like hanging in locks of hair hanging. Kishanira al Hayom Nira Kebochur Nilchom Bigvuro. When Hashem appeared on the Yam, he appeared like a young bochur who's fighting with strength. In other words, ketzeisos of taltalim. Another pshat is that we saw on the yamsuf, we saw Hashem in his full strength. There you saw the gvuras Hashem, and that's also part of the answer to. Again, anyway, all of this is part of the answer to ma doidich miduid, right?
Why is she more beloved?
Why do you love him so much, and why do you care so much that he knows how much you love him? So these are part of the things. Number one is this Reisha gets this shining beginning that he taught us Mishpat Melucha before he gave us the Gzeiros, which made it possible for us to do the Gzeiros. That was number one. Then Al Kol Kaitzer calls Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos. So it's not the fact that he gave us so many halachos. That's not what engenders this love. It's Al Kol Kaitz VeKaitz Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos. What does that mean?
Every little nuance has
what?
Every little aspect of Torah has a bunch, hundreds of halachos.
So what engenders the love in that? On a kutza shel yud, it says on one kutza shel yud here. I'll call kutz for kutz. Every time there was a kutza shel yud, right? The kutza shel yud is a little point. They darshan tilei tilim, thousands. I don't know what it means. Piles and piles of halachas.
Maybe the precision.
A tail is a pile.
If somebody does something for you with incredible precision, I don't know. It shows the care. I guess
Hashem is thorough.
What's so inspiring about that? Tilei tilim shel halachas.
Because it's not fake. If there's a one or two halachas for each part of the Torah, so it's nice. Okay, it's a nice little thing, but nothing deep. It's nothing meaningful. She's so much involved.
I don't see it as much as the quantity as the fact that each thing that it's like so precise. But I guess it says tilei tilim. You get what I'm saying?
I'll call quotes for quotes every single thing.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuances, and then there's also the quantity and the qualities involved.
I guess it's both.
If you see a person who does a project, he said, "Oh yeah, I put a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and I came out with this nice little thing." It's nothing special. If everything involved in the Torah is, depth and nuances and all that stuff, it's much
maybe,
more.
Maybe that's the point. In other words, when you look, here's a yud has a little kutza, a little point. Thousands of halachos.
Nothing's insignificant in the Torah.
What?
Nothing in the Torah is insignificant.
No, but just this spite, look at the magnitude of it. Look, Madu Deich Midoy. We can compare them to. I mean, think about it. The truth of the matter is, read about any of the religions. They made up this rule, they made up this rule. And one little, there's a little nekuda like this. And so some of people look at it and say, well, what do you want from Allah? You overwhelm us with all these halachas, We probably don't even know half those halachas. They probably were forgotten. But imagine, there's nothing like this in the world. It's true. There's nothing like the Torah in the world. The depth, no matter where you go, I think later it says someplace about says something about anyway, but that thing is this such a spineless. Look what we're talking about. He gave us, what did he give us? He gave us a Torah that not only has a Derech HaChaim, but on every, there's such depth in there. Every time the yud has a point, there's piles, thousands, who knows what, piles and piles of halachos that can be discovered from that. It's just the magnitude, his spineless, it's the extent of his, something like that. Okay, let's see, we'll do just a little bit more next pasuk, and then because it's 10 o'clock, right? I do have to go. Einof ki'irim alafike moyim. His eyes are like the doves upon the water, looking at the brooks of the water. Like doves that are whose eyes gaze through their windows. Kach einov, Hashem looks abote kinesius abote midroshes shishom moitzei hatoiro hameshulim lemoim. He looks in the eyes of the abote kinesius abote midroshes shishom moitzei hatoiro. There we find the sources of toiro hameshulim lemoim. They're compared to water. So what's the pshat? How does the yoino look? Yerusha tsofis, whose eyes gaze at tsof. Tzipio is like a hoping gaze. They're looking. I guess they look. I guess they look to the window. They either want to get out or they want to get in. They look.
Haruvo Sam means window.
That's what he says here. Okay. Yeah. The teva, the aruba, that was, uh-huh, was on the windows. So it says, so I guess it's like a, what's the word? Not a passionate gaze, but a
longing.
Well, longing gaze, like longing to be there. He's looking out the window and he wants to, he's looking, I guess he looks out the window, I guess he's caught inside, and he's looking out the window, he wants to get out to drink the water. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Batei Knesis, the Batei Midrashos, because there are the Meitzoei HaTorah.
What's Pshat?
Meitzoei HaTorah, I guess that which is found from the Torah, HaMeshulim LeMoyim.
Hashem's looking through, Hashem, what is it?
I guess he's craving the Chidushei Torah that come out of the Beis Medrash. Meitzoei HaTorah. Those are the things that are found.
Hashem can go right in. What? Saying, what's Pshat that he's outside, looking in?
He craves that. When it's the Gemara in Gittin says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they met Eliyahu HaNovi, the Gemara in Dav Zayin in Gittin says, they met Eliyahu HaNovi, so they asked him, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? So he says, he's Yoshev Oisik Pilegesh Begiva. Right now he's holding in the Sugya Pilegesh Begiva. What is he saying? So Eliyahu says, Yoinus and Bini, there was a machalikus, Yoinus and Avyosa. Yoinus and Bini Mahoimer. Avyosa Bini Mahoimer. The Gemara says, Vechika Sveika Klapishmaya. Elo Velo Divele Kim Chaim. Or whatever, there's a whole pshat in the Gemara there. But you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chazes the chavivus of his Torah. Yoinuson was machadish. What do you mean? Yoinuson was machadish, but you told Meish Rabbeinu. I hear it from Yoinuson. You know, I mean, imagine the hanoa that a father has. I have sometimes. My kids said a chiddush. It's just like I said. You know what I mean? There's no jealousy because it's your own, right? But he said just like I said. Somebody else said like I said. I feel bad. You know, so, takes away from my from my uniqueness. But my own kid, there's no jealousy there. So, by the way, there's only no jealousy if you also became his rebbe. Not so posh. If he got. This is what I learned many years ago. If he got what he got from somebody else, there could be jealousy. But it's because he feels it's his. But uh-huh. Let's say a father sends a son to learn by a Rebbe and then he takes over from the Rebbe, the father could be jealous.
You're saying that based on just personal experience?
Not personal, I said world experience. Okay.
That's interesting. Okay,
that's definitely true. It's definitely true. Because the B'nai V'talmido means because you gave it to him.
Right.
But if you didn't give it to him, you know. So anyway, so the father that feels, well, I sent him that Rebbe, so I'm happy. Well, the father that feels a little threatened by it. Anyway, so imagine that. So he's looking out and he sees, wait, if Yosef was Machadish, Yonasa was Machadish, what, it's my turn. Yeah, my children, they were Uymer al Daiti, they were Megala, they were Megala Yosefus al Daiti. That's a different. That's what he's looking for. So it's Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands and looks out the window like that Yoina that's craving for water. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to the Batei Knesis, the Batei Midrashos, and is chalashing. What's he chalashing? To hear the Meitzoei Torah. How does he call it? To hear Shesho Meitzoei Torah HaMeshulam L'mayim. To hear those things that they derive from the Torah, which is compared to water. He's looking, he's thirsting. HaKadosh, imagine that. Imagine if we thought, we're sitting and learning, trying to be Mechadish Chedushim and to get to the depths of the Sugya. And all we're really doing is coming to understand what he taught. But he looks at it and says, I crave that, like the Yoina craves the water that he sees. That's why we love him so much. That's one of the reasons. Okay, I gotta go.
Shukoya.
Okay.